experience.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church
with Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
I'm already here. Church, what more do you want? What more do God want? He wants you to get something. He wants you to do something with what you get. And so when you do that, and many of you do that, it's not a big difference, but it's those little things that make a difference. Amen. Studying the Bible a little bit more. A little bit more prayer in the Holy Ghost. Let me get in the Word. I thought I'd be through by 12:30. Can you say amen? Say thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, y'all ready for the message? Now, Pastor, you can't give us no 1 hour message. Yes, I can. Amen. But I'm not. Today is the day of Pentecost. Are you blessed? Stand to your feet if you would. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and stretch. Just go ahead on a stretch. I told you, we were in Ghana, you know, and I'm doing missionary work, and what the churches do, you know, after a certain time when the preacher get ready to preach, they'll have the ushers, they'll be posted in the aisle, and they walk and they look at the people, and wake him up, so they'll keep people from going to sleep, amen, when it's warm. When it's warm. Yeah, I was ministering, I was looking at them, and they look down the aisle, be sure you're awake and alert, they'll have somebody touch them. And sometimes they say, tell you to come on out. Because what happened, your body will, if it's the temperature right, and you was up late at night or something, it will try to go to sleep right in here. Right while the man of God ministers, it will go to sleep. It'll do it at work. You never do it at work when they're paying you. But get up and go get some water or something. So that's why I had to stand up. Go ahead on and stretch. See, you have to use wisdom. You have to know what your body's doing. And you have to know when you're getting something you don't want to miss, you got to bring your body into subjection so it's cooperating with what you want. Amen? You drive on the highway, you're going somewhere, you get sleepy, pull over. Let the window down. Go wash your face. Your body will go to sleep while the car moving. And you won't remember the last 5 miles you drove. Your mind will shut down with your eyes open. And you sleep. So that's your body. You're a spirit, you have a soul, living in the body. You got to get dominion over your body so it's doing what you want it to do. Say, body, listen, I'm tell you what. Now you're going to stay awake. Now when you get home, I'm not going to feed you today. Because you're going to sleep. I'm going to let you sleep first, then wake up, and then I'll feed you a little bit. But no sense in you trying to make me sleep in church so I can take you. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm running this show. You run the show. You got to tell your body I'm in charge. Amen. Did you stretch? All right, so you probably, I can do 15 minutes with you, okay? Turn to your neighbor and say, you good? Amen. All right. You can be seated. You can be seated. Turn in your Bibles, Acts chapter 2. Now, what does this have to do with anything? It had to do with you having dominion. Amen. Amen. Brother Craig, were you here when I called you out the other week by the young people? Did you tell Sonia? You said, okay. She was in? I didn't see. Okay. Okay. We're getting our young adult ministry together because it's things that our young adults need to know. I need to know that you know some in the Bible, some with your personal life, your goals and stuff like this. I want you to benefit from things that will make for your life, for victory for your life. Can you say amen? Amen. So we're going to have in those classes, you'll be able to, in the young adult ministry, you'll be able to ask questions. You know, things about your credit, your job, You're going to buy a car, buy a house, questions to ask. Because sometimes people don't have anybody to ask. And so we're going to make sure you get, as well as the spiritual things and how to operate in faith, etc. Amen? All right. Do we do the Bible? Say, this is my Bible. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We will cover things with you about self-discipline. Somebody say self-discipline. Amen. Doing what you ought to do when you have to do it, whether you feel like it or not. Doing what you have to do when you have to do it, whether you feel like it or not. Self-discipline. That's you gaining dominion over your body. Amen. So anyway, so those are some of the things we'll cover with the young adults. Amen. You know, how you look, where you look, how you look when you're at certain places. Okay. Are you with me? Amen. Sometimes, usually you think everybody has somebody to tell them about it. But no, you need to be told these things to help you so you have your best foot forward. And sometimes your best foot needs to be a better foot. Your best foot can be a better foot. And you always learn, you got to get into learning and growing. Amen? Hallelujah. So how you meet people. How you meet people. There's a way you meet people. Personal development. People judge and make a decision about you in the first 85 seconds they meet you. They decide whether they like you in the first 85 seconds that they're in your presence. You got to know you being evaluated. And it starts by how you look. How you greet them. People judging all the time. They're making decisions. You got to become an expert at that. You got to know. Hey, you got to know you're going to like me. You're going to like, how? Because I'm powerful. I know what I'm doing. How do you know I'm going to like you? Because I'm trained to make you like me. Amen. I know what you like. You like what all people like. You want to be appreciated. You want to smile. You want to be responded to. Amen. You ever met somebody and they shook your hand and they just grab your hand and they're looking all off and the hand like it. You're a loser. They give me the hand like, what you doing? Are you paying attention? Amen. So if you meet them and they influence your people, they influence your people for a reason. They train to evaluate people. They realize, I don't want you working for me. I don't want you around me. It's how you, where you from? You need to go back there. But when you train, they say, well, who are you? I'm David Thomas. How are you? How are you? Well, why you got to say it like that? Because that's how I feel about myself. You just met somebody important. And you need to understand it in this 85 seconds while you evaluate. Come on, somebody. Oh, Pastor, you think you all that? I sure do. I ain't waiting on you to think it. I'm the one trying to get this job. I'm trying to get me picked. Come on, somebody, quit tripping. When you go for the interview, you there for you. You got to put your best foot forward. These people had to go to school to learn this stuff. It's in books. Amen. Folk go for job interviews looking like they have no idea where they're at. Let me go, how did I get on that? What book that's in? Must be in Acts. Did I tell you to turn over to Acts? Come on, let's go. We got to go. Isn't God good? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I just want to share all this stuff with my church members and young people. Amen. Amen. I tell you, if you look in the dictionary and you look at what success is, you'll see my picture there. Oh, you tripping, Pastor? No, I'm not. It's in the Bible. It said I'm the head and not the tail. Didn't it say that? It ought to be one in your Bible. Your picture ought to be in there too. Unless you're waiting on somebody else to put you in there. Can you say amen? How many of you waiting on to be approved for success? Nobody's going to approve you. God already did it. You don't need nobody else to vote. You don't need no vote on the blessings of God. Jesus died for you. You don't need nobody else to stamp you. Amen. Well, you know, people just don't like me. You don't need them. You're just going on with God. They'll like you after a while when they get to know you. Do you like you? Why am I on this like this today, Lord? I'm about to be too old to need all this. No. I'm just a year older than Randy. I'm good. I'm in range. You always need this. Can you say amen? But I'm serious saying it's valuable. It's valuable because of some of these things. I've lived a dream life. I come from poverty, man. I've lived a dream life. I grew up on Morehouse and Spelman on a dirt road with outdoor facilities and a mother with a third grade education. Amen. And I walk in greatness. Hallelujah. Why? Being teachable, learning from great people, being around them, listening to them, studying them, listening to the word of God. Come on, somebody. Spiritually, physically, and naturally. Sound mind. Body in top shape. Amen. Self-discipline. Well, you make it like you're perfect. No, I ain't perfect. A long way from that. But I'm in victory. And I found out God wanted you to have it. When I was in church young, I didn't know all this stuff right here. I didn't know God was dealing with all this. I was just glad to be saved and quit going the wrong way. Amen. I had some stupid friends and made stupid decisions. And I made some too. Can I get a witness? Amen. Got to change your environment. All right, let's go, Pastor. That's enough. We'll have this. Amen. But we'll give you more of it because a lot of what people see in your life as a believer, it comes from personal development. Amen. There's some people don't ever smile to anybody. They'll never smile. You don't ever give anybody compliments. You know? Do I ever do anything that you like? And you're talking to your wife. You don't compliment nobody. Baby, your hair look nice. These men have to be trained. Say it again. Baby, your hair look nice. No. With some feeling. Give me some feeling. Baby, you know you're looking good. You're looking good to me. You see what I'm saying? He need to learn that early while he's like in the 11th grade or 11 years old. Practice on your mama. Mama, you look so beautiful. Thank you, baby. You on the track to be a good husband. Amen. You got to train him early. You got to train him. You get ready to leave your little boy. Say, "Hi, mama, look, baby." You don't know what to say here, right now. Say this here. Whenever I ask you this, say this here, baby. Read it. Take the card out. Take your card out. Mama, you look simply gorgeous in that outfit. Thank you. It seemed funny, don't it? About a year later, he got that thing down, amen. Like, but he's got to learn. That's personal. What, you going to let them guys on the corner teach him? Hey, come here, B. Let me talk to you. No. That is not what you want him saying. Is that in Acts, Pastor? No. But it is an act. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know, every now and then I just have to get off in this, y'all, talk to my members. I'm pastoring my members, man. Amen. Y'all see how sharp I'm looking today? I used to do this in high school. You wore a suit like that? Yes. Why you do it? I saw the other big boys do it. I saw the seniors do it. So I said, I wonder why they do that. And one of them had a briefcase. I didn't have no briefcase. I used my regular book. I said, and you know you got to look smart by having some glasses on. Amen. Two-piece. I'm going to bring you the picture. Two-piece black pinstripe suit. Amen. Glass, I don't know where I got them glasses from. Because I didn't even need no glasses. I don't hardly need them now. But they look good. Made me look smart. Yeah. I ought to look smart. I got the Bible open. You don't know dummy teaching you. Amen. You got some good glasses too, Brandon. Them look like that. He might holler, mine real, Pastor. Okay. He still looks smart, though. Make you look smart. It's to your advantage to look smart rather than dumb, okay? I'm your pastor, so you need to understand. You need to know me like this. Can you say amen? I love you the same way I love myself with love of God. I can't tell you how to do it. But you got to, you know, I can just share with you that kind of thing. High school. Amen. Them teachers wondering, where is this guy going? What are you doing? I'm going places, y'all. I done already been to New York and New Jersey. I seen what wealthy people look like. I seen what money people look like and what they do. All I got to do is copy. I just copy what they look like. I learned the rest on the way. Can you say amen? And so later on, you understand why. Success has a uniform. Every young man in here, you need you a blue suit and a white shirt and a burgundy tie. You need a blue suit and a black suit. And you need your gray one. Gray. Your mama buy it for you if you just have the nerve to wear it. Amen. Everybody don't wear no suit. You ain't everybody. You have a unique destiny. You somebody special. Man, you want to be like, when your mama look at you like, oh yeah, baby, you make mama proud. Can you say amen? Amen. Why you do that? My mama dressed me up like this. I knew that's what she liked. Amen. Little red sport coat, white pants. I had to walk through the hood to catch the bus looking like that. It sounds funny, but I was sharp. I got used to looking good. That's what my mama picture was. That's why that third grade graduate ended up with a Tuskegee graduate married to. I said, how you gonna marry a man? I didn't think to say that to her. Then I said, how you end up married to a man with a college education from Tuskegee Institute and you just finished third grade? Baby, you got to know what you're doing. You got to understand people. She knew people. Come on, somebody. How you get him? I better go on to ask. You better recognize. People going to want this CD here. You know how to bother. Just stay stupid. Ain't no man going to tell me. Okay. But the wisdom, the knowledge of God, it's all in the Bible. Amen. Come on, can I do Pentecost? Let's go. I'm having too much fun. And I done did the 15 minutes it was going to do. At least I'll show you where the scripture is. Go to chapter 2 in Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, I'll elaborate on this next week because I won't keep that long. It says all the house where they were sitting. Okay, here's why. Look up. Somehow, with us praying and everything, that we did, as I was thinking about, let's say, you know, sister who's an ophthalmologist. Did I say that right? Optometrist. As a man or woman of God, you expected to handle wisdom. You are not supposed to be the one to walk in the environment and look like you don't know where you at or why you're there. You are not supposed to function at that lower level of intelligence and wisdom when God is your father. You going in there looking like you backward, and the people done told you what they want. They done telling you what they want you to look like. They prepping you to deal with their customers. Amen. You work in the hire, you dealing with the customers that belong to these people. And you got to represent their values. As a Christian, you got values higher than anybody's. Your values already. You got God's value. You don't go there lowballing. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with it is they don't want that, and they writing their name on your check, dummy. Wake up. So that's why, and I'm saying to you, it's a reason for God to have me on this like this. It's something going on in the minds of people. You say that you're going to heaven, but the wisdom of God, amen. The word of God said, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, to go into these environments Because God's plan is to elevate you. It's to elevate you. And I don't care what you think about it. If people don't like you, they can hinder your progress. Well, I ain't trying to please people. Stay home then. Because everybody else, they're trying to please people to a certain degree by looking a certain way, being there a certain time, doing the job at a certain level, having a certain degree of courtesy and respect for the rest of the people there. You are pleasing people. Because they got a manual that tell you how to do it. Now, here's what we want you to do in our environment. You've got to interpret this way, not from the minds of people who have no job, no elevation, no self-discipline. They don't know God. Don't listen to that. You want to glorify God everywhere you go, in every environment. You want to glorify God. It's a way you do everything. I think the church, maybe we haven't done enough of this for people. Amen. You know, it's like I had this mindset. I'm like, hey, man, you know, Michael Jordan, a multi-millionaire, he can dress and do what he want to do. You ain't there. There's a certain level of success and achievement you have to arrive at before you start modifying the code. You're starting to modify the manual, the code in their company. You ain't ready for that yet. Well, I don't think it's fair. I think you're right. Probably not fair, but they're not gonna change it for you. So that's what the key is. Let me go further in the scripture. It says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Amen. Go through that whole aspect of Pentecost right there in Acts chapter 2. I'm going to give you that assignment to read it. Like I said, I won't keep you longer. We already covered a number of things, but somehow, I mean, when church over, I'm going to be on my way home saying, God, why you have me do all this like this? He don't have an answer. He'll tell me, are you with me? Many times there are practical things. Somebody say practical. Now, when I say something, I ain't no better than nobody else, but I'm saying, I'm spiritual, but I'm practical. Are you with me? I'm spiritual, but I'm practical. That's the practical being translating the power of God, the spiritual wisdom of God into everyday language. You know, you can't be too spiritual. You spiritual, but you're too spiritual to kiss your husband. You're out of balance. You gotta be in balance. Can you say amen? You go on the job, you don't go to the job preaching to them people. What do you mean? I'm witnessing for the Lord. Not on them people property, you know. If they tell you don't. You live a life before them, they'll ask you about God. If you're carrying yourself properly, following the rules, they will ask you what church you go to. They'll see God on you. But you don't go in there and try to evangelize, bother with the people. They're trying to do their work. Somebody say practical. Stand to your feet, y'all. We gotta go. How many of y'all felt the Holy Ghost pulling in this area? Yeah. Amen. We got to go ahead on the stretch. It's okay. You've been sitting a long time. Coach had long practices. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you're a winner, that time make a difference. Many of you in here have kids and grandkids and things like that. And it's better that they learn it early than later. And I'm probably saying some things your parents said to you, or your grandparents said to you, or someone who've attempted to help you have said to you, but being an influential level of the church, you need to hear it come from the pulpit. You got to learn how to talk to people. You have the love of God. You can work with every race and nationality on the planet. You have the love of God. The love of God is the love of God. It's a common language all over the world. And so I just wanted to encourage our young people today, amen, and many who are at the crossroads, and I say this because when I talk about football, that means every year during most of that time, I'm dealing on an everyday basis with 90 men. They were African American until I got out of college. Then they was everything. In the professional level, every day we in close quarters, in the locker room together, on the field together, we get tired together, we eating together, we in those meetings together, and they different. They different, and they got real big egos because they stars. Come on, somebody. Yeah, they come from somewhere where the people literally worship them, some of them. And you get in those environments. And same thing high school. Same thing with high school. Always a lot of men working together with somebody telling us what to do. Get over here, boy. Get over here. I ain't telling you no more. Who you talking? I'm talking to you. So you got to get used to following orders. He the coach, you the player. You want to play on this team? You got to do what we tell you to do. And then it go to another level. You get to the level and say, we shouldn't have to tell you this. Certain things at a certain level, nobody shouldn't have to tell you. And so, but you grow through those levels. And they wonder, who handled it? Who you played for? Who was your coach? They let you get away with this? We don't do that. Not here, we don't. Come here, we need to talk to you. So, like a message like this, to share this, and, you know, it's on, I guess, whatever it's on, CD, we'll get it to a lot of young men. It's self-discipline. It's self-discipline. You don't bother other people's stuff. Amen. A lot of these guys, they bring their wives, you know, they bring their wives, their kids around you. They rich. They all rich. Y'all rich, plenty of money, beautiful cars, and beautiful wives, and beautiful kids. You got to know how to operate in that environment and be respecting the people. You can't say anything to everybody. Amen. You got to learn when to shut up. Then you got to know when to speak up. Can you say amen? So the dynamics, they in the Word of God. They're all in the Word of God. And then all of them not saved. But and with the ladies, you know, people walk out the doors of the church and you walk into all kind of environments and the Holy Ghost, He's guiding you. He want to guide you. He want to give you insight. Can you say amen? Where you blessed today? I'm just stopping. And I'm going to tell you where I'm at on it. I'm stopping like, Lord, see, as soon as I get like smart enough to have me a church that I can run, then I'm gonna be able to do it. But right now, I'm operating on somebody else's authority. Amen. I'm on his timetable, so I'm like, this is what he's leading me to share. But I really want to know why. Turn to your neighbor and say why. Honestly, Rod, I'm on the Lord, why you took up the time with me asking Aria what her position was and Dr. Roz, and why you had give me a message with all them in it and Janae paying a scholarship and all that. What's all that about? Never mind that, David. I'm God. You not God. If somebody came to church today and just knew it would be nothing like this ever said in church, and you just had one of these conversations, somebody had one of these conversations with you, and they were talking about what the Lord had me talking about. Isn't that something? It's good for me anyway, because we always keep growing. Were you blessed by it? Amen. Give me a better of that, so I'll feel. I won't be so. Amen. I won't be all. Yeah.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location, in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.